Queen rolls out the red carpet for the president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump getting a royal welcome at Buckingham Palace, starting a three-day visit to the UK. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, Queen Elizabeth welcoming President Trump with a smile before the President and Prince Charles set off to inspect an honour guard in the Buckingham Palace Gardens. This is a gun salute rang out across central London. As well as his royal engagements, the President is also expected to meet with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May and attend D-Day commemorations. He began his visit by insulting the Mayor of London, calling him on Twitter a stone-cold loser, after the Mayor said the President wasn't deserving of a state visit. Dave?
Simon, Mexico's economy minister's in Washington for talks, trying to stop the U.S. from imposing tariffs next week. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says,
they've got tremendously strong immigration laws, much stronger than ours. They have the ability to do things that we cannot. Congress will not help us fix our laws, so we're turning to Mexico to help us fix the situation on the border.
But Republican Senator John Kennedy doesn't think the tariffs, which would go up by 5% every month till October, will be imposed.
He's been known to play with fire, but not live hand grenades. And if he slaps a 25% tariff on Mexico, it's going to tank the American economy.
They're still trying to find the motive for Friday's massacre in Virginia Beach, where, as he disgruntled at work, Police Chief James Cervera says,
he was not terminated, and he was not in the process of being terminated.
But the shooter did turn in his resignation hours before he killed 12 people. Dwayne Craddock was killed himself in a gun battle with police. Many Democrats are again calling for stricter gun laws. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's also running for president, told a Fox News town hall forum,
Congress has no guts. They got no spine because they're bought and paid for.
Referring to the NRA, which used to give her an A rating supporting gun rights. Now Gillibrand gets an F. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
They get back to work in Congress this week with a long-delayed disaster relief bill top priority in the House.
House Democrats attempted three different times to fast-track a $17 billion disaster relief bill during the week-long Memorial Day recess. In each brief pro forma session, a lone Republican objected, citing concerns about big-ticket legislation without most members of Congress in D.C. The measure, providing assistance to states and territories hit hard by hurricanes and floods, stalled because of disputes over funding levels for Puerto Rico and an unfulfilled request from the president for additional border funding. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Waterlogged couches, carpets, dumpsters full of other ruined stuff out on street curbs in flooded out areas from Missouri to Oklahoma. Water's receding in some areas, not in others like Faulkner County, Arkansas.
We don't have flood insurance. And we're just trying to keep it out of the house.
Don't worry, along the Arkansas River, more rain forecast this week. Texas has put up a stop sign for cameras that catch drivers running red lights.
Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill into law banning red light traffic cameras in the Lone Star State. Abbott tweeting this weekend, he signed off on the ban, which takes effect September 1st. In other states or cities with such laws, drivers whose cars are photographed running red lights are usually fined $75. Critics say red light cameras are unconstitutional and actually contribute to traffic crashes. Supporters say the devices help make streets safer, in addition to raising revenue. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling, so there may be more selling, which would add to May's losses when the Dow dropped nearly 7% last month. It's all tied up in the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors took Game 2, beating the Raptors in Toronto 109-104. Game 3 will be Wednesday. The Warriors trying for a third straight NBA title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
And good morning, ESPN 93.5, your local news, now brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois leaders say they are pleased by the strong support lawmakers gave to public education in the latest budget. Lawmakers passed the budget last week. It's now next up to the governor. WAND says the budget provides the University of Illinois system a 5% increase in funding. A teenager on a bicycle was hit by a car this weekend. Happened in Champaign in the 900 block of West Bradley Avenue. WCIA says the teen, who's 15, was taken to a hospital but was not seriously injured. Police say they do not suspect foul play. A trial begins today in Peoria for the man accused of kidnapping and killing visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Jang. Brent Christensen was arrested June 30th of 2017. The woman had last been seen on June 9th of 2017 as she was headed to sign a lease at an off-campus apartment in Urbana. Jang's body has never been found. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310, NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got sunshine and a gorgeous day ahead, just like yesterday. High 79, low 60, 75 the high tomorrow. More clouds than a 20% shot at showers. 66 are low on Tuesday evening. We've got some late showers expected on Wednesday, an 80% chance of rain. High 86, low 66. Right now, the temperature's at 59 on ESPN 93.5.
It is Monday. I am so glad and honored every Monday to get to talk to some wisdom on the radio. He is professor at the University of Texas at Arlington, political science ace and guru, and a man hanging in there in spite of the situation in politics in the world. Dr. Alan Sachs, how are you, sir?
Thank you so much. You make me feel good every morning.
Okay, the president is in England. The incredible pomp and circumstance that is meeting the Queen. Yet there are protests that many of the networks are excited to cover. 250,000 expected over the next few days. Why?
Well, the population of England has changed dramatically. The crime rate in London has risen very dramatically over the last several years. And he was right to point it out to the mayor of London, who called President Trump a fascist. And he said, look, and I'm paraphrasing, tend to your own business in London. Take care of your crime rate. And he's right about that. The mayor of London calls him a fascist, calls President Trump a fascist. It's that kind of rhetoric. Everybody blames President Trump for over-the-top rhetoric, and yet this kind of stuff goes on as well, which is not good. But I think he's going to be fairly well-received in London, aside from the demonstrators. But he's doing well so far. Mrs. Trump just looks elegant. I saw her this morning on television. She is elegant. She's going to make a great splash in London with the Queen and all of the individuals there. And she's wearing a gorgeous hat. The British love hats on women. And she's doing that to the hilt.
But, Alan, we both know that the only coverage that every network except Fox will have is the protesters.
Negative.
Yeah. Okay, so they're there for the visit. There was some, I don't know if you saw the internet buzz yesterday regarding Donald Trump's new hairstyle. He was on the golf course, wanted to go to a church where the recent shootings occurred in Virginia, and he had his hair slicked back, and everybody thought he was changing his hairstyle, but he was coming from the golf course, and he had a hat on. So that's been some fun internet buzz this morning.
You're right. Everybody's trying to, whatever he does, everybody's trying to make a big to-do out of it. The only thing I would disagree with him about is this trade deal with Mexico, trying to use tariffs as a way for the Mexican government to stop the illegal immigration into the United States. I understand his concern, and it's very well placed. I'm with him on China, but I think on Mexico he may be going a little bit too far. It's not necessary to pick a fight with Mexico at this time. China is another story, because a lot of people know the Chinese have been ripping us off for many, many years, and he said no. Although, from a political standpoint, I would have advised the president, do this in your second term, because you don't want to disturb the economy. And the economy, the economic market, the stock market especially, has been sort of roiled by this. I understand today even the futures market is down quite a bit. It may recover during the afternoon, but it's not good. So for his own political benefit, I think he could have picked a better time to do this.
Well, Alan, I think it sounds like a bit of desperation. He doesn't know what else to do. But how does he get, if this is a bad play for the economy and you do have 2020 on the horizon, how does he get out of this?
That's right. He can't backtrack now. He has to hope that it's not going to be as bad. Hopefully he can make a deal with the Mexican government especially. Some Republicans have actually turned against him on his battle with Mexico on tariffs. And they're afraid that the American economy may be hurt, and that the goods here may be priced upwards. I just heard a Fox economist make some very good points in regard to China and maybe Mexico as well, that these countries are not going to raise their goods, raise the price astronomically, 5 or 10 or 25%, because they want to sell. So what they're going to do is lower their prices. And also currencies can be changed as well. So it may not be all that bad that a lot of people are thinking it could be. But meanwhile, he's catching a lot of flack, even from his own party, over this tariff battle.
A couple of Democratic candidates for president, John Hickenlooper, Colorado, and this John Delaney. Delaney said Medicare is a bad idea. 150 million people will be kicked off health insurance. And Hickenlooper had the audacity at the California Democratic Convention to suggest socialism is not going to win the White House. Both got booed. AOC has told John Delaney to sashay away. Is she the kingmaker for the Democrats?
What has happened to the Democratic Party? It's become unglued, unhinged. Yesterday I heard Kristen Gillibrand running for president on a Fox News program, and she had the audacity, that's the word, to criticize Fox where they're giving her all this free airtime. And Chris Wallace was right to say, aren't you being a little bit impolite, you know, the fact that Fox is giving you all this time, and here you criticize it. And she backed away a little bit, but not much. These Democrats are becoming unhinged. And then she said, we've done more. We brought in more women in the Democratic Party, I want to say. And look who those women are. AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ms. Tlaib. I mean, the language that they use is intemperate, to put it mildly. So it's wonderful to bring more women in. The question is, who are these women?
I'm telling you, Alan, there's never a lack of material to talk with you on Monday mornings. It's always an honor, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope things calm down a little bit.
You bet. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. He's been teaching at that university for 50 years. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. It is Monday morning. It is June 3. Here we go into the sixth month of 2019. What a bus trip. Let's talk some more about that coming up. Let's check your sports headlines at a quarter after 7. It's ESPN 93.5. And yes, the Cubs-Cardinals bus trip was awesome, even though I wasn't on it. We'll ask Diane about how it went in just a few moments. Let's get your recap.
All right. Yep. Cubs were beat by the Cardinals and swept by the Cardinals. Your Redbird recap now on ESPN 93.5.
John Rooney, the Cardinals did the things they had to do to sweep the Cubs, and yesterday was a good example. They really had a fantastic defense. They got great starting pitching, and they beat the Cubs 2-1. They played tremendous defense also.
And got a clutch hit from Matt Carpenter as a pinch hitter driving in the second Cardinal run. They needed it, winning 2-1. Colton Wong had some game, though. He had a single, sacrifice fly, a single, a stolen base. He was picked off first but called safe at second and scored on Carpenter's base hit in the ninth inning. And Wong made a great catch in short right field. He took a hit away from Anthony Rizzo, and that hit would have tied the game at the time. Adam Wainwright walked seven. He worked around seven walks. He struck out eight, throwing shutout baseball for eight innings. He got the win. John Gant picked up the save.
And the Redbirds swept the series from Chicago. And we have a day off today, but we're on the air tomorrow night at 6:20 with the pregame show.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, for Fishette Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Chicago White Sox win over Cleveland. That final was 2-0, and they've got the day off just like the Cardinals today. Our Cubs are in action hosting the L.A. Angels, and you'll hear that on U.S. 105.9. In the NCAA baseball tournament, the Illini were eliminated in Oxford, Mississippi. We've got the Louisville Regional going on with ISU playing this afternoon, though. On to the NBA finals, tied at a game apiece now. Golden State beat Toronto 109-104. Klay Thompson with 25 points, although limping towards the end of the game with a hamstring injury. We'll find out the seriousness of that with the MRI that will take place today. And NHL action, Blues hosting Boston, 7 o'clock tonight. Right now the Bruins are up 2-1. It would be a huge disadvantage if they go to Boston and St. Louis is behind. So Blues fans are hoping for a win on that tonight. Again, 7 o'clock. In tennis, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer advancing. Kyle Busch with the checkered flag in Pocono. We had Scott Dixon winning in Detroit in the Indy car race. And Pat Chantley, I believe, at Memorial. Stevie, did you catch any of that?
Patrick Cantlay, he went 8 under. He went deep, 64, to win the Memorial. That isn't that the Jack Nicklaus tournament over in Ohio? Anyway, he was amazing. He really did a great job. Everybody now gearing for Pebble Beach in the U.S. Open. That'll be coming up a week from this coming weekend. I want to talk about the bus trip we had yesterday. We had a full bus. It was a lot of fun. We'll give you all the details of how all that went down. Diane will give me some of that in just a few moments. I am glad you're listening. And today I'm live in Indiana. I'm over watching my oldest, Nathaniel, who hasn't been in a golf tournament in a while. But we're over at the Chicago District Golf Association's amateur qualifier for the State Am. And he'll be over here at Innsbruck Country Club, where he'll try and qualify. They'll take the top 12 out of this particular qualifier. Been a while since I walked golf. Was here Saturday for a practice round, and I'm telling you, pathetic comes to mind when it comes to my physical shape. I haven't walked a golf course in a few years, and I'm telling you, that was always good exercise for me. So I need to get back out here and do stuff. So we'll talk about that coming up. We also have some apps that the kids are downloading that you want to know about. Stand by. It's kind of to hide it from mom and dad. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They are your printer copier specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 35 years at Watts Copy.
We've got sunshine today, Stevie. Today's high near 80, down to around 60 tonight. Just beautiful. More clouds tomorrow. High 75, low 66. 20% chance of rain late. That bumps up to an 80% chance of showers on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's high at 86, down to 66. The showers will come our way late. Right now, the temperature is at 60 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 7:20 on this Monday morning, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, the parent company of Sears and Kmart, Transform Holdco, is buying the remaining shares of Sears Hometown and Outlet stores it doesn't already own. Chairman Eddie Lampert says he's excited to bring Sears Hometown, its associates, and network of independent dealers and franchisees back into the Sears and Kmart family. A Nissan senior executive says he is optimistic about a partnership with a combined Renault and Fiat Chrysler, so long as it can protect technology it developed over two decades working with Renault. The unnamed executive tells Reuters the $35 billion merger will not give Fiat Chrysler the automatic right to use those technologies. Chewy, the online pet food and supplies company, is getting ready to sell stock to the public. Reuters says the company expects to price its shares at $17 to $19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, our annual Cardinal Cub bus trip to St. Louis was yesterday. Diane, mostly blue on our bus, huh?
I know. I'd say three-fourths Cubs fan.
What's up? What's up?
And, of course, the ride home after the Cardinal sweep. The Cardinal fans tried not to rub it in, but, yeah, that was going on.
Well, there's always this coming weekend, and we do have seats available if you want to jump on. Diane will host that, and that'll be this weekend in Wrigley Field. We have seats available. You can go to steviejtravel.com. They're $169 each. We'd love to have you. Well, it was quite a trip. Tell me about it, Diane. What was it like? I want to know where the seats were. I'd like to know what the suite was like, all of that.
Okay, so everybody on the bus, it was a full bus, and we all got along real well. There was a nice age range. As you mentioned, more Cubs than Cardinals, but it was totally fun. We had the movie. We had some drinks and snacks. We got there and, of course, parked very close to that gate one. Everybody knew where they were going afterwards because we always leave 30 minutes after the last out. It was maybe 35 minutes after the last out. Everybody hustled and got themselves there. We were behind home plate. We had a great view of the whole Busch Stadium. And people were commenting how nice it was to be in the shade where it was 74 degrees the whole game. Wow. Little bit of a breeze. You know, we had the vending guys come up. They were friendly. We didn't have to leave our seat if we didn't want to. Probably after the third inning, I tiptoed over to the National Car Club box seat, which was amazing. It was hard for me to, like, not eat until I got there. They had a pasta bar. I really enjoyed the pasta bar and probably went overboard on that. I was thinking to myself, you know how you get all caught up in things and you serve yourself almost too much at that first stop? Because that's the first thing you see. Then when I walked around and saw the two other buffets, not to mention the cookie bar that was available too, but they had brats and burgers, they had pulled pork, they had barbecue.
Awesome.
It was just terrific. And of course, the open bar for those folks who really said they enjoyed that experience and would definitely do that again.
Well, next year, maybe I should just do an all-suite trip because we had a lot of our travelers buy the suite tickets. It was really nice, and it's nice not to have to dig into your pocket for more money each time. Mm-hmm. So the Cubs lose to the Cardinals. They've knocked them out of it. It's interesting because the Cardinals went into Wrigley Field last time in first place, pretty hot, got swept. The Cubs came in not playing great, but got swept and got knocked out of first place. Now the Milwaukee Brewers hold a game-and-a-half lead over the Cubbies. Cardinals just three back now after winning four in a row. Feels really good after a really, really rough May.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, there's some downloads for the kids that are kind of sneaking around mom and dad. Stand by for some info you might want to know. Busey ranked among the top employers in the state for the fourth consecutive year. A true testament to the unique culture of the organization. Best Companies Group, Daily Herald Business Ledger, named Busey 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. Survey and awards program identifies, recognizes, and honors the best places of employment in the state. And Busey is among 18 companies recognized in the large employer category of 500 or more U.S. employees. To determine the 2019 best places to work, Busey was nominated in a two-part process. First, the organization evaluated on workplace policies, practices, and demographics. Next, Busey associates are surveyed, consisting of 75% of their total evaluation. From buying a home and saving for your child's education to planning for retirement and beyond, partner with your friends at Busey. Name 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Or visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, investment product services, not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guaranteed. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Gonna check your news headlines coming up, Diane. We'll be right back with you. ESPN 93.5.
Sounds great. And don't forget, we've got our Horizon RC Fest at Eli Field in Monticello coming up this weekend, as you include the Try Me tents and the food and exhibits. And it's free admission. Eli Field in Monticello coming up this weekend. I'll be live on Saturday the 8th. That'll be fun. Big Brothers and Big Sisters Mentoring Organization has their Golf for Kids Sake on the first day of summer, Friday, June 21st, with a noon start from Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. It's $500 for a team of four, $125 per player. Your 18-hole green fees, lunch and dinner, beverages, gifts, games, and prizes are all included as you help out Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Champaign County. For details, call 355-2227 or visit bbbscil.org.
Game Day Spirit is the best place to go get geared up. They have a large selection with multiple brands for men, women, and children.
Incredible customer service, great products, and one of the friendliest staffs around. Love this store and would recommend it to any Illini fan or visitor.
Game Day is the only place I'll go for my Illini gear. They always have the best deals.
If you haven't been to Game Day Spirit yet, you don't know what you are missing. Stop in to either location, 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby, or shop online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A royal welcome for President Trump and the First Lady at Buckingham Palace in London. Greeted by Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, Queen Elizabeth there too, hosting the Trumps for lunch. There's a big banquet this evening. Tomorrow, the president meets one-on-one with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, and then there are ceremonies marking 75 years since the Allied landing in Normandy, France, D-Day, in England Wednesday and France Thursday. A new warning about some Boeing-made jets.
Boeing telling some airlines flying its 737 model to replace a part on the plane's wings, a move that could affect more than 100 aircraft. Boeing saying Sunday it's working with federal regulators about potential problems found in one batch of slat tracks produced by a supplier. At least 21 planes identified so far as likely having the parts in question.
Fox's Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A trial begins today in Peoria for the man accused of kidnapping and killing visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Zhang. Brent Christensen was arrested June 30th of 2017. The woman had last been seen on June 9th of 2017 as she was headed to sign a lease at an off-campus apartment in Urbana. Zhang's body has never been found. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign a bill that would make Illinois the 11th state in the country to legalize recreational marijuana. The legislation prioritizes minority applicants. It also includes an expungement measure for those convicted of low-level marijuana crimes. It would take effect on January 1st of next year. ABC 7 said Pritzker touted Illinois' marijuana bill as, quote, the most equity-centric approach in the nation to legalizing marijuana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 80 with the sunshine. 60 our low tonight. Some clouds on tomorrow's forecast, and then a 20% shot of showers. High 76, low 66. 86 with a 50% chance of scattered showers on Wednesday's forecast, and 80% chance of rain come Thursday. Right now, the temperature is at 62 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, many parents use GPS apps to track their kids. Few parents know what many teenagers do, that their GPS location can secretly be faked. Yeah, you can fake them out. We have Chuck Gallagher on the line?
Yes, we do.
He's an ethics expert, Chuck Gallagher. Parents just do this out of safety, I guess. You want your kids to have a smartphone, I suppose, so that you can have them have access to information they might need in case they need it. Chuck, where are you on this? I mean, we're kind of spying on our kids, but so what? We want to know what's going on, and how are the kids doing it?
Well, the kids have the advantage today. It used to be the parents did. Now the kids do with technology. And it's just as simple as installing the app, fake GPS or a number of apps. And literally, we could be sitting side by side. I could install the app and then say I was in Seattle. And if you were tracking my phone, I'd show up in Seattle.
There must be a counter app to the app, the counter app to the app thing. I mean, Chuck, there's stuff everywhere. How can parents react to this?
Well, in the first place, and this is what parents typically do not do, when we provide the mobile device to our kids, we need to make sure that we're controlling the apps they can put on those phones. Now, for an Apple phone, that means you have to set up parental controls and a really strong password to begin with. Or for an Android phone, there's actually an app for that. It's called Boomerang, and it keeps the parent in the loop regarding apps that are installed and make sure the parent has the permission to control what's going on the kid's phone.
Okay, because there are ways now that you can see what's being downloaded on your child's phone, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, some of the people would say, the kids especially, it's, well, you're invading my privacy.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm paying for the phone. I'm paying for Verizon every month or AT&T, whoever it happens to be. So my phone, my rules, I'm doing this to make sure I protect you. It's not that I distrust my kids. But I do distrust other people who have agendas that may not be something the kids would even think of.
Well, and I suppose you could also look at it another way for certainly adults. If you don't want people to know where you are, you can put that baby in there. People that maybe somehow got access at some point and are tracking your every move.
Well, that's true. And, you know, there are arguments by the makers of these devices that, well, here's a legitimate reason that you might want to use it. For example, I'm moving to Seattle. I'm using a dating app, and I don't want to show that I'm in Florida because I'm just testing the waters. Maybe. It seems weird to me, but nonetheless, there's always a rationalization for the app. But the truth of it is most spoofing apps are designed to keep somebody off track of where you are. And more times than not, that's not for good reasons. It's just because you don't really want to be known.
Yeah. All right. Where are we going with all this, Chuck? I mean, there's so many new things that go on in this world of technology, particularly with your phone. What do you see down the way?
Well, the thing for parents is making sure that they're on top of what's happening. And I have nothing to do with this website, but there is a website called Cool Mom Tech. CoolMomTech. And they've got a great article called 16 of the Riskiest Social Apps for Kids Right Now. It's current in 2019. And if I was a parent, that's the article I'd check out because at least it gives me an idea what the kids are thinking, what they're downloading, and where the risks are.
Good tip. Cool Mom Tech. They can read the article. Chuck, how can people find you?
I can be found at ChuckGallagher.com and always happy to help when issues like this arise.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
ESPN 93.5. Honda BMW, DriveChampagne.com. Go say hey to Ben Quattrone. I'd mentioned him on Friday about the great deals they had, and, man, they were busy. They were busy. Final day of the month was last Friday. Now we begin June. All kinds of great things. We looked at that Pilot you drove. Yeah. Woo! She's a beaut.
Yeah, it is.
Man, Oh, boy. We also looked at the Pilot, which is a little bigger. And then we looked at the Odyssey, and we're looking at this new Civic. And then I love the CRV. I think the CRVs are so good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to test drive something, if you want to go test drive a BMW, now careful with the BMW. They like to go fast. I drove that down from Chicago a month or two ago, and I looked down. I'm going, whoa, Nelly. I thought I was going 60,
uh-huh.
And the thing just jumps. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Go say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone, an award-winning dealership. Find out why. Off of Neela Burwash in Savoy, drivechampagne.com. Well, things got interesting in the National League Central over the weekend. It is just June, and we'll see. The NL Central is as advertised. It's a tough, tough division, the toughest in baseball. Find out what happened. Cubs-Cardinals yesterday in St. Louis. That'll be next. All right, here we go. Sports headlines at a quarter till 8, Monday morning, June 3rd, ESPN 93.5. Diane Ducey was on that bus to St. Louis.
Exactly. Ideal out of Effingham. Antoine did a great job. We got in and out, and we had a blast. But it was more fun for the Cardinal fans as they swept the Cubs last yesterday's game. The final was 2-1. Now the Cardinals have the day off. The Cubs will host the L.A. Angels. You'll hear that action on U.S. 105.9. A 2.5 behind the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's get more details with our Redbird recap on ESPN 93.5.
John Rooney, the Cardinals did the things they had to do to sweep the Cubs, and yesterday was a good example. They really had a fantastic defense. They got great starting pitching, and they beat the Cubs 2-1, and they played tremendous defense also.
And got a clutch hit from Matt Carpenter as a pinch hitter driving in the second Cardinal run. They needed it, winning 2-1. Colton Wong had some game, though. He had a single, sacrifice fly, a single, a stolen base. He was picked off first but called safe at second. And scored on Carpenter's base hit in the ninth inning. And Wong made a great catch in short right field. He took a hit away from Anthony Rizzo, and that hit would have tied the game at the time. Adam Wainwright walked seven. He worked around seven walks. He struck out eight, throwing shutout baseball for eight innings. He got the win. John Gant picked up the save.
And the Redbirds swept the series from Chicago. And we have a day off today, but we're on the air tomorrow night at 6:20 with the pregame show.
That's right. Colton Wong, boy, it was just all about him yesterday. A lot of people high-fiving each other in our Stevie J broadcasting section. And we've got another trip that you could take with us to Wrigley this time, leaving the Taffy's in Champaign parking lot. Even though Taffy's has been torn down,
yeah.
I can't believe that.
Right. I know.
Passed by there the other day. In any case, the game is at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and we've got a bus trip, stevejtravel.com, for all the details. On to the NCAA baseball tournament that the Illini was participating in. We were eliminated in Oxford, Mississippi. Happening in Louisville, though, ISU is in action this afternoon. On to the
Diane, I want to mention something about that ISU game.
Okay.
You had a very unusual situation with Louisville and ISU. ISU was the team in the leader's position. They lost yesterday 11-1. Luke Smith pitched for Louisville. Luke of Centennial and also Parkland College fame. Jeff Lindgren pitched for the Redbirds from Centennial. So we had, and then Joe Isles played third for the Redbirds from ISU. He's from Central. There are a lot of Champaign-Urbana players in that particular matchup. So Lindgren against Smith and two Centennial products pitch in a high-level NCAA tournament game.
That's terrific news. Thanks for that addition, Stevie. We have NHL action with the Blues hosting Boston tonight. Right now, the Bruins are up 2-1, and it's in St. Louis. So they're really looking to tie up that series. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. Tied up at 1-1. Golden State does that yesterday in the NBA Finals, beating Toronto 109-104. Klay Thompson, 25 points in that game. Hamstring MRI for him today, though. Patrick Cantlie won at Memorial. Looks like Tiger shot 67 for 9.
Yeah.
So now people are wondering what the U.S. Open's going to look like.
Well, it's going to look, you know, like Tiger is going to be expected to compete. And, you know, it's Pebble Beach. He's well familiar with that. But every time there's a major, just write down Brooks Koepka. And know that Brooks Koepka, for whatever reason, he just gets fired up for the big ones. And he'll be a tough guy at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. It'll be a really, really great tournament to watch. I've been out there. I've driven the 17-mile Pebble Beach drive where the lowest-priced house, I think, is $2 million. Mm. It's amazing, 17 miles at Pebble Beach in California. Okay, well, that's sports. The Cubs, again, will be, I think, are they off today and play Colorado tomorrow?
Cubs face L.A. Angels.
Oh, L.A. Angels. Okay, so they got a series of things. Does that start today?
Mm-hmm.
So Albert Pujols in Chicago. Cubbies are in dire need of some wins. Listen, the Cubs' issues are pretty easy. They've got to get some bullpen help, and everybody knows it. So whether you have to trade David Bodie or whatever you got to do, you got to get a hammer at the end of the games. I don't know if you can count on Morrow for the Cubs to get back. I don't know. I just know that the Cubs have a lineup that's awesome. They just don't have the pitching necessary at the end of the games at this point. All right, be right back. Go check your weather next. ESPN 93.5. Here's your ESPN 93.5's three-day forecast brought to you by CMI in Champaign. Why don't you call Brad or Betsy Parks and the CMI team? They have all your janitorial supplies. They have all the greatest equipment to clean. You've got to check them out. They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign. They're terrific at what they do. CMIclean.com or call 359-6262 for CMI. How's the weather, Diane?
It's gorgeous. Sunshine. High 80, low 60. More clouds tomorrow with a high 75, low 66. Chance of showers at 20%. 50% shot at showers midweek Wednesday. We've got a high 86 expected there, but only up to 79 for Thursday and Friday. Still showers in the forecast. Again, a sunny start to our week. Temperatures currently at 63. ESPN 93.5.
All right, gorgeous in Central Illinois. I'm live from the Innsbruck Country Club up here at the CDGA Amateur Golf Qualifier. A lot of rain up here. Made the rough really rough because they haven't been able to mow it. It's been raining so much here as well. I think we had about 6 inches of rain in May. Isn't that more than April and March combined? Central Illinois got really hit. But I did see the corn up. It looks like... Yeah, I'm going to say even better than knee-high by the 4th of July, even in a late year. And I bet those soybeans are coming along pretty well as well. If we kept track of our farmer friends and all the anxiety and the stress they felt this spring into summer. They'll get her done. You guys always do. You'll get her done. All right, a break for the news coming up. Some sunscreen information you may or may not be aware of. You might just want to know about it. We'll touch on that briefly in the next hour. Also, I want to talk more about that, whether we ought to net at baseball parks based on what happened to Albert Almor and the foul ball. He had it, Texas, I guess, hit the little girl. Still, I don't know, Diane, if you've heard, I have not heard boo about that little girl.
I haven't either.
Huh. Interesting. I know everybody in the world is wondering that follows this story. Foul ball screaming at 106 miles an hour hits a girl, I'm presuming, in the head. She's only 4 years old. It was just a horrible scene. And that brought up the we ought to net all the way down to the foul pole, right and left field. And people going, no, that's not a purist. How about if we just maybe... say no 100-mile line drives. I mean, I don't care about the loopy foul balls. That's probably not going to kill anybody. Home runs are fine. What about if you just netted it like halfway up so the line drive? That's the dangerous killer is the line drive. There's 1,750 injuries a year on foul balls in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that next hour after 8:30. Let's break for the news. We'll do that. We'll come back with more. ESPN 93.5. It's Monday.